morning, LaPorte Outreach Church. This is Wednesday, the 25th, March, 2026. And I want to talk to you just a minute about this week that we're coming into. It's Easter weekend next weekend, not this coming one, but the next weekend. But this particular Sunday is known as Palm Sunday, or 6 days before the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, which we call Easter or Resurrection Sunday. So there was a countdown, and Jesus knew this was his time. Up to this point, he had lived incognito for 33 years. He had done ministry, he had healed people, raised the dead, and he was coming into Jerusalem now, and the Jews had already declared a death sentence upon Jesus, and he knew it. He knew, according to Isaiah 62 and Zechariah 9, he knew the Old Testament. He had studied it. He found himself. He knew who he was now. He knew what he had to do. And so he not only was not incognito any longer, but he encouraged this. And the people began to call on the Savior. And they saw Jesus coming. And they said, and they put him, Jesus tells two disciples in John 12, I believe, no, it's Matthew 21, to go and over to this person's house, ask for a colt. They would give him a colt, a donkey with a colt, a foal, and that he was to ride in on this donkey. This was his announcement of fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. The whole entire Old Testament is full of the Messiah and how he is to enter into the kingdom, into his rulership and kingdom. But the people thought that he was coming into Jerusalem to set up a rulership that would free them from the Roman soldiers or the Roman rule at that time. So they were looking for a king different than what he was going to give them. He came in lowly on the foal of a donkey, to the point that, but they were looking for a parade. All the kings would come in with pomp and circumstance and chariots and fancy horses and things that would lead them to believe that this was a majestic fortress that was coming in as a king to rule. But he came in lowly on a donkey, carried by the burden bearer. These donkeys were known as burden bearers. And he was the burden bearer coming into town. So they began to take off their outer garments, and they would throw whatever they had down. They would put their garments on the horse, the donkey, for him to ride on. And they would cut leaves, in particular palm leaves, palm trees, palm branches, and begin to wave them in front of him. He encouraged this because he knew what he was coming to do. He knew that he was going to be the sacrifice. He knew that within a 7 day period here, he was going to be the sacrifice, death, burial, and resurrection of himself. And so he was leading this procession of people. And they would begin to say, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, which simply means to save now. Essentially, it was a plea for an oppressed people to say, to calling to a Savior for deliverance, to deliver us now. So they would wave these palm branches. And that's where they get the term Palm Sunday. All of these palm branches were being waved to the Lord. And this was a sign of deliverance, a deliverance. So he goes on into Jerusalem, and then we know what happens after that. So we're going to look at that this weekend, and I've titled it, actually, the sermon is The Way of the Palm. And how that this fits into our culture today. Exactly how these fit together and that they are applied to our life today. Jesus is our deliverer. He is the bearer of our sin. He is the ultimate sacrifice. And we celebrate him. We celebrate him. So let's learn, come this weekend, let's learn how we celebrate him currently in regard to this entrance into our life. Entrance into history and how we are to continue to serve him until he returns to this Jerusalem as King of Kings and Lord of Lords on a white horse. In Jesus' name.